This is a reminder. You're in a repeat. You're playing Genesis 3 over and over and over and over. Over and over till you get it right. You're replaying Genesis 3 over and over and over. You see the same script. You see law. The letter killeth the flesh. You see Adam going down with the ship. You see Eve going into the deception, believing the lies. You see the night and the day, the evening, E-V-E-N-I-N-G, and the day is Adam. You're playing the night and day over and over and over. You either walk in the flesh, delusions, trying to be your own God, or you walk in the spirit and you die daily and you let God be God and walk by faith. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. Nothing new under the sun. The Bible tells you that it's a repeat. The sun comes up every day and resets. It's a reset. Every day is a reset. It's a repeat. Reset. So this is just a reminder. The signs are everywhere. The signs are everywhere. You go to sleep, you have to die, and you wake up. You go out to eat, the animal has to die, you chew the food, it becomes a part of you, just so that you can live. Death, resurrection. Death, resurrection. Communion. Communion, sacrifice. Sacrifice and resurrection. Moment by moment. So Eve represents the flesh mind. In typology, and Adam represents the spirit mind. That's why it's A-D-A-M. A-M is day, and Eve is evening, which is P-M. So every day is a repeat. Night and day, flesh versus spirit, flesh versus spirit. Moment by moment, you're in the flesh versus spirit. Moment by moment, you take up your cross, or you be your own God. Try to be your own God or take up your cross. Moment by moment repeat of Genesis 3. What do you see as the offspring of Genesis 3? You see Cain and Abel. Cain is the flesh, Abel is the spirit. Abel walked by faith, Cain walked by his own works. He wanted to be his own God. The energy of the flesh is being your own God. The energy of the spirit is letting God be God and every man a liar. Resting in Jesus, the finished work of Jesus. You are a time traveler. Every day you're going through time. Time is befallen. Time is a repeat. You're playing out Genesis 3 every day, every moment, every hour, every month, every year, repeating over and over and over. You either walk by faith or walk by sight. You either try to be your own God or let God be God. You either do the crosswalk or try to do it in your own power. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. Every time you go out your front door, you see a cross. You're in a cube, so you see in Genesis 3, you see the 666 flesh mind. You see the machine man, the AI program, trying to figure it out in your own power. But you also see the spirit mind, the mind of Christ in Genesis 3. So this is why you see 6 foot distance, and you see the mark of the beast. The Tower of Babel, you see Egypt, you see sin brings slavery, As long as you're in sin, you're in slavery. When you walk in the Spirit, you're free. So when God killed the animal and put coats of skin over Adam and Eve, that's what you're dying to yourself daily, moment by moment by moment. Every day is a repeat. You're not, you go to the same job, you go to the same career, the same grocery store, the same street, the same stop sign. You keep doing the same thing every day. And no matter where you go, it's the same stuff in front of you. You might change the scenery, but you really can't run from yourself, and you can't run from the object lessons or the same lessons every day. It's the same repeat every day. This is why people go into midlife crisis and stuff, because they're trying to experience something different that they missed out on, they think. But it's no matter, the grass is never greener on the other side. It's the same stuff every day. But it's an object lesson to teach you to walk in the Spirit, take up your cross and follow Christ. Adam went down with the ship, right? That's the typology of Christ going down, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So Adam and Eve, the repeat of Genesis 3, happened before the creation, because God knew that man would fall. And so Eve is a piece cut off. She's the side, S-I-D-E, the side of Adam. She was a piece cut off and piece cut back in, which is a typology of the church, is a piece cut off from God, cut back into God through Jesus. Jesus is the head, so Eve has a head. Be not bitter against your wives, you know. So the bitterness, the two shall become one flesh, right? So when you're bitter against the wife, you're bitter against yourself, you know, because she's just a reflection of you. She's the piece cut off. Long story short, this is just a reminder. You're a time traveler. You're actually teleporting every moment. Each step you take is, as you're in the car, as you're walking down the street, you're teleporting to the next step. STEP. Snake on the cross, EP, extended play. So you go every time you move, you're moving out from the cross, from him, through him, and to him. In him we live and breathe and have our being. You're not really going anywhere. You're just playing the game over and over. It's an object to get till you get it right. That's all. That's all that's happening. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It's really just a total trip. When you see through this thing, just type in time etymology and you'll see time is befalling. You're repeating the same thing every moment of every day. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. We're down here in this fallen state. No wonder the Bible says precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. Because you escape this ridiculous repeat. And it's just a training program. It's a simulated training program.